of all the things that you could do to turn me on, and believe me, there's a lot of them, but of all the things you could do to turn me on, one of the things that really, really gets me is not something that you would do necessarily. It's not a talent or a skill that you have, and it's not what you look like. No. And it doesn't even really have a name, not really, and yet it's very common, and it's something that a lot of women really like. It's that sense of protectiveness that a lot of men have towards women. That Papa Bear type thing, you know? It shows itself in small ways sometimes. And I find it incredibly sexy. The idea that when a man desires you, when he likes you, or even loves you, or feels something for you, the idea that it stirs up in him this sense of possession and protectiveness, this wanting to protect what's his, I just find that intoxicating. I love when you see men step forward to defend a woman, or when they step in front of a woman if there's some issue. I've seen it happen in bars and stuff, you know, something seems to be getting a bit out of hand and the guy will just step in front of his woman. And I don't even know if he's fully aware that he's doing it, but it is so sexy. And I'm not talking about all the thousands, millions of times that men have actually put themselves in harm's way to protect women, kids. That's a whole other thing that you can admire men for, but I'm just talking about the very subtle, sexually charged kind of ownership. And it's mild. It's nothing bad. It's nothing domineering or misogynistic, nothing like that. It's just a simple acknowledgement that this man values this woman, and on some level he feels like she's his, and that she's a little bit vulnerable, maybe because of her smaller size, or because she's not as strong. And that difference between us, that ability that you have to make me feel safe, to make me feel protected, looked out for. I've thought about why exactly it's such a turn on. I think it's not really because I feel weak. I don't feel weak. I think it's more that the idea that such a strong, powerful, brave, fierce, and protective man who is much stronger than I am, who could fend off foes and scare off would-be attackers and can defend me, that this brave, strong man can completely gentle his touch when he's with me. These strong arms, strong hands, can suddenly be so gentle when he's holding me, when he's touching me. Or that when I straddle him in bed and I push his hands up over his head and pin them to the pillow. When I hold him down and rub my breasts in his face and lean down to just tease his lips and a little kiss. Oh, I tell him that he's mine, that he's my toy, and I'm gonna do what I want to him. Just that delicious knowledge that I can say that all I want, but we both know he could flip me over anytime he wanted. He's just letting me pretend to hold him down. There's just something about that. Something about restraining your strength. Using it for good. There was a scene in one of the recent Superman movies with Henry Cavill, and I forget the storyline exactly, but for some reason Clark Kent has been arrested, and, or maybe he was arrested as Superman, I'm not sure, but in this scene, he's just sitting there calmly being interviewed, and they have handcuffs on him, and at one point, he just slightly moves his wrists, and they break apart, obviously, because he's Superman, right? But the idea that he would sit there and let them handcuff him, it's just so charming. And in a way, that's how I feel about most men who are strong and capable and brave and big and masculine, broad-shouldered, and so much stronger than me. I feel like they're Superman, just... could have anything they want, but they restrain themselves for my sake and because of their own character, and I find that just intoxicating. I love that protectiveness, that sense of wanting to care for a woman, wanting to be gentle with her, wanting not to hurt her, knowing your own strength and being aware that it could be too much. I never feel more womanly than when I know a man is being careful with me. Sometimes it's just something small, like his hand on the small of my back, just guiding me. Sometimes it's, like I said, just stepping in front when something not quite right is happening. There's a million little ways men have of being protective. And I think it's wonderful. And, oh God, it makes me wet. Oh. I wish I could describe it better. I wish you could get the idea of how it feels for me to even just fantasize about being touched and caressed, made love to by a very capable, strong, protective man. Sometimes you'll see people talk about the size difference, and that's what they mean. As a woman, I like to feel smaller and not as strong, more feminine, so that you can pick me up and throw me around the bed and put me into any position you want. And yes, lie back. Scratch your chest with my nails and lower myself onto your cock and ride you. Pretending that you're my prey and that I'm in control. So this is just a little thank you to all the protective men out there. Don't ever stop. And just know that you are appreciated.